meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, September 18th, 2014, to order. Our sole agendized business this morning is setting of the levies for 2014. Those would be our ad valorem tax levies. The county is entitled to establish two levies, one in general county revenue and one in road and bridge. Following the levy setting, there is a wastewater workshop that is in Rockaway Beach, and the county commission has been invited to attend that workshop and or slash summit. We have had, if I'm not mistaken, Donna, a public hearing regarding the establishment of the levy, which was duly advertised. We have extended that because of a couple of questions regarding potential levies and a couple of items of business that I ask you to seek some advice from the state auditor. We're here this morning, and we have gone over this in our prelim session upstairs, but for the edification of the public, Missouri law provides, based upon the first half-cent sales tax that the county passed many years ago, 79, I believe, that the county must roll back any ad valorem tax levies they have sufficient enough to give back at least 50% of the annual revenues that are brought in through sales tax collections. There are two levies that would accomplish that, general county revenue and road and bridge. And if we roll one of the levies back and a portion of the other, we accomplish what Missouri law said. I've asked Donna, and she has complied by presenting us with two options. One is to roll
general county revenue back first to zero, which would leave a possible levy in road and bridge, and the other is to roll road and bridge to zero, leaving a portion of general revenue that we could extend.
Those are the two options that we have. And we need to choose one of those two options. Third option would have been, but we didn't ask for this, is to roll both of them back partially in an amount sufficient enough to provide back to the taxpayers the reduction that state law required in that rollback provision. By taking this step under more recent law, the county will also be impacting 2016 potential levies. Actually,
2015.
15. Actually, 2015, that's what I started to say. So my suggestion would be that the county needs to approve a motion, either rolling road and bridge back to zero and or rolling GCR back to zero and the other partially.
Well, my option would be to roll both of them back to zero. If we have to extend a levy on one or the other, according to what you're saying state law is, then I'm going to make a motion that we do not extend the levy, that we roll road and bridge back to zero, and that we set the other levy and not extend it.
Let me ask you to consider that we'll have a second phase. What the state auditor has pointed out to us in the most recent audit is that in the past, we did not roll back according to the sales tax reduction that was needed. We just voluntarily rolled back to zero. So what we need to do is to establish the levies that the mandated rollback would require, and then we could take the second step and the second motion of voluntarily rolling the existing remaining levy back to zero. Would that be okay?
That's fine. That's fine. As long as they both end up there.
Would you like me to give you the numbers, Danny?
Yeah, let me. So based upon that, if you make a motion to reduce general county revenue levy to zero and to reduce road and bridge levy to 0.2005, is that correct, Donna?
Are you talking about rolling road and bridge back first? Then you would reduce it by 0.2005.
I'm sorry.
And then you would roll back general revenue 0.1482. And between the two, that makes up your 50% for your sales tax reduction. That would leave you a possible extension of 0.1188 in your general revenue. But you could also roll back to zero.
That we can
so,
all.
But I think Mr. Housen wants to do it in two motions.
So the first motion would be that we establish the general county revenue levy for 2014 at zero. Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying road and bridge levy?
He's saying road and bridge at zero.
Let's do that.
Is that what you're saying, Danny? Mm-hmm.
And then to
establish the general county levy at 0.1188?
No.
No?
You would do your. If you look at your lines on your form, you really need to do road and bridge and general revenue separately. Once you roll road and bridge back to zero by your sales tax reduction, then you are forced then to roll general revenue back 0.1482 on your sales tax reduction.
Which would make it 0.1188.
Correct.
Which would leave 0.118 if you want to do a second motion to determine whether or not you want to roll, do a voluntary reduction or to set that levy, if that's what you want to do.
Here was what I suggested, that we roll the general county revenue levy back to zero, our road and bridge levy back to zero, and general county revenue back to 11.88. That's what would be remaining.
For the sales tax reduction portion.
For the sales tax reduction portion.
Okay.
So do you want that in two motions, Ron, to roll? I mean, I'm fine with just doing it like that.
So your motion as reads on the first part of what we're doing today, phase one, is to roll general county revenue.
Road and bridge.
I need to find
would it help if you looked at this, Ron?
So the motion should be that we establish the 2014 levies for road and bridge at zero and GCR at 0.1185.
So moved.
Is there a second?
That's you're saying for sales tax reduction. Well, then I would do it all in one motion. Otherwise, you just establish the level.
0.1185 or 0.1188?
88.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the 2014 levies based upon the mandatory sales tax rollback for road and bridge at zero and general county revenue at 0.1188.
For sales tax reduction. How are you going to do your separate motion?
Discussion. I said for the mandatory sales tax reduction.
Okay, just want to make sure we're clear.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. The county now has the option of having the levy for general county revenue that's been established at 0.1188 actually extended, or we can have a motion to voluntarily roll that back to zero.
Move to voluntarily roll that back to zero.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to voluntarily roll the .1188 levy that's just been established back to zero. Discussion.
Does that save about $2 million in taxes to the citizens?
Well, it would actually is about $1.1 million because it's over $2
million. Oh, that's right. It was over $2 million if we had GCR and Road and Bridge, so it's a little over $1 million for...
No, I need my sheet back.
Actually, what we're reducing is an amount that's equal to half of what the sales tax collections were, so it's going to be close to 3.5.
Okay.
1.17 is all that we could have established, $1.17 million. Because we're required to do that 50% sales tax reduction. So we're saving the taxpayers $1.1 million.
Do we look at that differently, Ron?
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Missouri law provides on the first half set sales tax that was passed, is we roll the levies back sufficient enough to give the taxpayers a break for half of what the sales tax collected was. If the sales tax collected was $7 million, half of that would be a tax break of around $3.5 million, as far as ad valorem taxes are concerned. Yes, I disagree. But that's not important. The fact is that we've established both Road and Bridge levy and General County levy at zeros for 2014, which also will affect 2015 under current law.
Yes. Our sales tax ceiling will be at zero next year.
Right.
We will not have to do a resolution next year, but to be in compliant with the state audit in 2016, we will have to request that our tax rate ceiling be reset so that we can do our mandatory sales tax reduction. Which to me is ridiculous.
Yes.
God forbid.
Danny stated it in stronger words at our prelim station, didn't he? Our session, didn't he? That concludes what we have for this morning. And for those that are going to be attending the wastewater workshop, that, at least our portion of it, I guess, would begin at 9:30. And our portion of it is to sit there. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.